Blog Talk Radio.
Something kind of happened. That was very exciting. Okay, welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. I'm Renee Bernard. And tonight I'm meeting somebody for the first time. It's CJ Matthew, and I am so excited to meet you.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to meet you, too. Thank you.
Yes, welcome to the crazy world of the Romance Bookmark. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
And everybody, I'm going to give her website out very quickly because then I just have this feeling this is going to get away from me. I can just tell. But it's Matthew, people. I'm pretty sure everybody knows how to spell Matthew. If you don't know how to spell Matthew, then you might have other challenges in your life, and I'm a little concerned
about
that.
That's right.
But, right? It's literally cjmatthew.com, which is,
right.
It cannot get more straightforward than that. So, thank you. But because some people have very complicated website addresses,
yes,
and you wonder,
yes.
What was the plan? What was the plan there? So I want to tell you something a little startling right off the bat, CJ, and that is that apparently you and I are twins.
Oh,
and
separated
we are,
at birth?
Apparently so. My favorite station that we had was Yokohama. And my dad was in the Navy. He was a chaplain.
All right.
In
all
the
right.
Navy.
Yes.
Did the
yes.
military moving around. Totally got that. Totally.
All right.
I was like, oh. I'm in California. I've lived in the South. I was in North Carolina. I've driven through Georgia more times than I care to admit. And just
you
looking at your
stopped,
bio going,
Renee.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to be friends. We're going to be friends. It's destined.
That's great. We probably already are. We probably already know each other, you know?
From
one of those Navy bases? Or
right? Or it's just a small world out there, even with writers. You know, you're in the RWA, and there's all these organizations. And I think you just bump into people more often than you realize.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's true.
Is it a friendly group down there with the Georgia Romance Writers? Is that a nice group?
Very
or?
Much. Very friendly. It's big. And so there's only one for the whole state of Georgia. And
wow.
The meetings are here. Yes. So it's a lot of people.
That's a
but
big chapter.
It is. It is. It's gigantic. But it's
wow.
very, very friendly, and it's kind of neat to have so many people because you've got all these different kinds of writers to choose from to try to get a
yeah.
mentor, to try to help you, and it is
yeah.
it's a terrific group. Yeah.
But you're saying every meeting is like a statewide meeting, like that's like every – there is no
right.
there's no
you
mini
need to,
meeting. Every meeting
you
is
need
like
to come to
a
Atlanta.
Big meeting.
Right. This is the meeting. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is it. And the speaker, and they keep moving the meeting. Now, they're going to kill me for saying this, but they keep
no,
moving
I don't
the
think,
meeting.
Well, you never know. You never know. The assassination
like further,
core.
It's further away from me.
Yeah.
I'll just stick the dolphins on them.
They're probably trying to lose you. They're trying to ditch uh-huh. like, all right. See if you
know,
can find in these meetings. We gotta,
it's not
gotta
working. Yes, I keep showing up. So, anyway.
That's how I felt, really, my local. I was like, you know, finally, I was like, I give, all right, I'll let you go. Okay. I know you're just trying to ditch me, people. I know what you're
mm-hmm.
up to. Oh, my gosh. Are you enjoying living? I mean, because you've lived all over, I get to ask this question. Because if you were born and raised there, you're not allowed to say anything against it. But are you enjoying Georgia? I mean, is it, are you the humidity
absolutely.
Killing you? Are you tired of peaches yet?
No. Nope. I moved here on purpose. I was living in California. I moved to Hendersonville, Tennessee, and loved it.
Yeah.
Then I moved to, but
we are twins. I am very
southern,
familiar with that.
See?
Yes. And?
Not quite southern enough, so I moved to Greenville, South Carolina. Then
ooh.
I just went all out and moved to Savannah. But Savannah has bugs. Twice a year, the bugs take over the city. Oh, it's awful.
I didn't know
but
that.
All right.
Is it mosquitoes or is it
gnats?
Gnats.
They named the
those
baseball team the gnats.
Uh-huh.
And
I did
bugs.
Not know
when
that.
The gnats aren't out, the love bugs are out. So gorgeous city, friendly people,
yeah.
Tybee Beach. I mean, it's just
amazing. Yeah, but Savannah is not putting that on their website. Oh, wait, let me pop over and look. No, there is nothing on the travel website about bug season. What a surprise. You think they put that right up front? You know, bring your mosquito netting.
No.
Right.
So my goal then was to stay in Georgia because I love Georgia, but move north of the Nat line, and there actually is a Nat line.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Like
ma'am.
Like the equator. There's like a. You're telling me that on a map, there's like a dotted line. And they're like,
there's
below
Mason,
this line.
The Mason-Dixon line is you have gnats, and above that, no gnats.
No gnats. Wow.
No
I'm just wondering if the Civil War guys knew about that line. They'd be like, all right, let's fight over here because down there, really not working
for us.
We don't
want the gnats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then again, those northern boys don't enjoy the gnats. So let's have a battle over here. It's working for me. Sorry, I've been watching a little too much Ken Burns lately. So I see everything now in terms of, would I want to fight in that? No, I don't. I don't think I would. So you went north of the Nat line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm looking it up. You know I'm a writer. I'm going to be looking this up now. I'm like, I need to know about the Nat line.
Well, like the equator, when you actually step over the line, it could be that it's invisible.
Oh, I'm thinking it's invisible, but I'm still
but it's
I'm
there.
Still fascinated.
It is there.
I'm like, oh, there's a line. I love that. So you're north of the Nat line, but you are still in Georgia.
In Georgia. Can't leave Georgia. I love it. So despite the fact that the whole time, like for years after I moved here, of course I don't sound like I'm from Georgia, so people say you're not
the military
from around
thing.
Here, are you?
Yeah,
and so I learned to say, but I got here as quick as I could. So
I was just going to tell you, that's the answer. It's like, I came as soon as I found out about your fantastic locale. And you know to pour it on if you are ever confronted by a man in uniform or the law. You get Southern fast. You really lay it on. I do not know what just happened. I thought I slowed down, but you know what? There was a gnat in the car. I was distracted.
I thought
we were above the gnat line, but clearly that little man, he snuck in, sir. He snuck in. I had a refugee in my car.
Oh, sorry, dear.
North Carolina. Oh, yeah. I know how to work it.
Uh-huh.
I love that Hendersonville, Tennessee. Not Southern enough for you. I love the progression south. I think that's awesome. And Savannah, I'm gonna be emailing the city, promotion board there to go, there's nothing on your webpage about that bug thing, so I'm just gonna let you know. You might wanna if you're the Palmetto State, you may as well embrace it. Just put it on there. Talk it up. But no, the military thing, it makes us very, I was talking to them, and it's like we're just this middle America, it's a very bland, you fit in anywhere. You just have this very universal thing going on. So you'll get there.
That are military brats, and the big question is, where are you from? If you try
never.
To answer that question, it just gets so complicated.
No, you
it's
never
awful.
Do. No. You ask, where were you born?
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up, and I'm sure you came, you had your workarounds, but in our clique, in our growing up or whatever, the other military kids, they always ask, when you were new, where were you born?
Mm-hmm.
And they skip the whole where you're from thing because, it's like a 23-minute well, we were here, and then we were here, and then we were, it's like, okay, I'm asleep. But where you're born and when, so it was who had the coolest birthday date and the coolest locale, the most exotic, and that was the hierarchy. That was our pecking order in the Navy anyway. I don't know how you Air Force people do, but I'm just letting you know, in the Navy, we were going for exotic locale and exotic date. So I had a friend who was born in Morocco on Halloween.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
All right.
Right? Uh-huh. Instant, you know, student council president right there. Bing. Done.
That'll do it. That'll
who
do
could
it.
Compete? Who could compete?
I know.
So
I know.
I'm going to guess that you are a beach. Are you a beach person or a mountain person? It feels, I you know, could go either way. But with the ocean theme of the paranormal romances, I'm just going to say, are you beach? Are you a beach person?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You really
now,
are.
No, I live in the mountains. I live in the foothills of the North Georgia mountains. But,
wow.
Yeah. I am madly in love with the Pacific Ocean, and I enjoy the Atlantic. I'm closer, of course, now to the Atlantic Ocean. But,
yeah.
Yes, I love the ocean. So
I like it on postcards and on my computer screensaver. I think it looks so lovely. But I need, like, SPF 90. Like, I'm that embarrassing friend that gets out of the car in the muumuu with the parasol and then that bright yellow zinc. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, so it's the sun that gets you, not the sand
yeah,
or the...
I look like I'm a... Yeah, like I'm auditioning for something for a bad sci-fi film. That's what I... When I get out.
Oh.
Red
oh.
hair. And, yeah, I burst
mm-hmm.
into flames, basically, with
oh.
exposure to the elements. So beaches, I've always... Like, there are all these Caribbean cruise ads on TV, and I'm like, that looks lovely. I'll be in the bar. I'll be in the interior of the ship. That's
there you
awesome.
Go.
Yeah. I get scared.
Not worth it, no. Yeah.
It's not worth the second-degree burns. I'm just going to put that out there, but it looks lovely. And, like, your gnat thing, I'm like, the sand. Nobody really talks about it, but it's insidious. It gets everywhere.
It is.
It's like a souvenir. It's a free souvenir that just follows you for months after.
Right.
Right? Like, oh, look, sand in my purse, in my shoes, in my brought a little of the beach with me in the car. And then you drive around with the beach in your car for years if you're me. I mean, you know, who cleans their car anymore? I don't know.
See, those are memories that you got to love it.
Right.
You know, it's
I'm
not
sentimental
like,
about
bringing
all
a
that. I have kids. I got stuff in the car, man. Those Cheerios, hey, those are important. You know, there'll be a time when I don't have Cheerios in my car, and I'm gonna miss it. I'm going to miss the Cheerios.
You are. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm so proud of myself, guys. Before we run out of time, the book is out now. It's Blood Tide. Which sounds
correct.
Really grim, so I'm hoping it is. But I love the premise. I love it. Well, it does, doesn't it? It sounds like, ooh. Okay, so, but I love shape-shifting. That's kind of big right now. And,
yes.
And I love the originality with the dolphins. I would be such a terrible shape-shifting paranormal romance writer. I know me, and I'd get quirky right out of the box. And I would never recover, and it would just be,
uh-oh.
You know, it'd be comical. It'd be a disaster. That's all I'm saying.
It's fun because you can make up your own rules.
Right,
like
but
that.
Once you make them up, you really have to follow them.
No,
so
that's absolutely true,
down
yes.
somewhere? You've got your rule book? Yeah.
I have spreadsheets, and I have a rule book. Yes, ma'am. I'm set.
Right. Right, because once you set that up, you better follow those. You have readers. Said,
they know.
No.
Uh-huh.
They're like,
uh-huh.
No. That's not how it works, Missy. I don't know what
right.
you were thinking.
But see, it's so much nicer, too, not to have. They know the vampire rules. They know the
they
werewolf
know.
Rules.
Yes.
They know the bear shifter rules. So
they not only know
nobody knows dolphin rules.
No, I was just going to say, I think you can pretty much write your own ticket. I think it's awesome. But once you write them, you better be ready
yes.
for people to, they're going to, I think these books sound fantastic. And it just, everybody take a look. It's cjmatthew.com, and the first book's Blood Tide, and then the next one is Risky Tide, right? And that's coming
correct.
Out.
That's right.
Very soon.
Friday.
Friday. How's that for soon? I'm on it, man. I'm on it.
You need to catch
we
up
have to
here,
come
Renee.
Back on the
come
show.
On. Oh, thank you. I love it.
Okay, everybody. See, good night, everybody, and thank you. We ran out of time. Good night, everybody, and thank you for listening to the Romance Bookmark, and we'll see you next time.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.